Hello and welcome back to this episode of The Sugar Show, where we are going to be sugaring detectives today. And what I mean by being a good sugaring detective is really understanding what the questions are that you need to be asking of your clients. So when they come in your treatment room and they're struggling with ingrowns or their hair just keeps growing back and they thought it would grow back less, what is it exactly the questions that you can be asking to really understand what's happening when they leave your treatment room? So let's dive in. First of all, we all know that our clients mean well and they want to tell us exactly what we want to hear. So when I ask them, are you a picker? Oh no, Shannon, I don't pick. I would never do that. And then a few months later, they realize that if they just stopped picking, that maybe those ingrowns would go away and they wouldn't have an angry bikini line. Yeah, they're pickers and they just don't want to admit that to you. So if you can ask some soft questions of them, you can really understand what it is that they're doing at home, what their practices truly are, and really honestly get to a place where not only can you get them smoother, faster, but also easier. It makes your job easier if they're behaving at home. And you can also boost your retail sales because you will make sure that you are giving them the products that are proper for what they need. So let's go through that a little bit and really wrap our brains around how to help them truly listen to you and do the right thing with their home care. So home care, super important that you're providing them with retail that they can use at home. I know it sounds simple, but if they are not using the products that you recommend, they're going to get them somewhere else, which usually means something cheap off Amazon, something cheap at Walmart, something that maybe smells really great, but it's actually causing damage to their skin. So I want you to ask yourself what kind of home care routine that you are recommending. Is it really doing right by their skin? So all of your clients should have a light exfoliator, whether it is a manual exfoliator like a Supercormit or a sugar scrub, something that is going to continually exfoliate that dry skin. Let's go back to talking about dry skin. So we all know the carrot analogy that I love to use every time. And if you think about the carrot, I'm showing it for those of you that are on the podcast and not seeing this video. If you think about the carrot, the green leafy part is the part that we see on the surface of the skin. The orange part of the carrot is down inside the follicle. And the surface really is just the spot that where the green and the orange meet, right? Well, if you have dry skin that's packed around the mouth of that follicle and covering the surface area and it's not healthy skin, you're going to have a hard time getting those carrots or those hairs out of the follicle. You really are going to have a hard time because when you mold the sugar over the skin, it's got to get that dry, dead skin off first before it can get the carrot out. So imagine if you had to treat all of the soil first before you could reach down to dig out the carrot in your garden. It's very similar with hair. So if you have a lot of dead skin and debris and oils and fragrancy lotions on the top of that, surface of the skin, you're not going to be able to get down into the actual follicle and remove the whole hair, which is going to cause more irritation and it's going to cause ingrowns. So no matter how great your technique is, if that skin surface isn't healthy, you're just not going to be able to get the hair out properly. And so you're going to be battling this with your clients. So the simplest thing you can do is make sure that you are recommending and have on hand a product for them to bring home with that they can exfoliate properly. Now, if you're using something that's like a serum with an alpha hydroxy acid or beta hydroxy acid, a roll-on, something like that, that's fine, but you want to make sure that they're not overly using it, that they're not using something that is causing them to really dry out. So be mindful of the products that you're sending home with them. And also if they're using a manual exfoliator, that they're not over scrubbing that skin. You really have to tell them just a light, gentle exfoliation is plenty to take that dry skin off. It's light, flaky skin. That's it. So just a light little bit of exfoliation and hydration, as we all know, to keep the skin healthy, whether it's on your face or your body or your chest or your back or your legs or your bikini, right? So we're not just talking about bikinis. Now, the thing is, if they go out to get a lotion that has comedogenic ingredients, it is counterintuitive to what we're trying to do. So we're all estheticians or studying to be estheticians on this podcast. We're beauty experts. I want you to make sure that you're providing information for them to have healthy skin and products for them to have healthy skin. And then your hair removal treatment will go so much more smoothly. So making sure the skin is calm, making sure that, again, they're not using cheap products like, oh gosh, that St. Ives peach, what is it? The peach apricot scrub. Oh, apricot scrub has been the bane of our existence for years, ever since that stuff came out and everyone thought it was so great. But it really does cause micro tears in the skin, and the product is just not great for skin health. So we want to use a product like a nice soft sugar, maybe a fine salt. Epsom salts are great, but a fine salt, or even like a Supercore mitt that can, a dry brush that can get that dry layer of skin off, and then followed with hydration. So we don't want thick Bath and Body Works China blossom, cherry blossom lotion on their skin. That's going to irritate that skin just like it would if they put it on their face. And using any sort of cheap product is really going to pack down just ingredients that we don't want on the skin. So skin health, number one. And I want you to ask them what their routine is. Okay. So someone could take a scrub from you, right? For example, buy a scrub and you say, okay, what is your routine? Your skin is really raw and irritated. What are you doing? Oh, well, I use my scrub twice a day. That's what you told me to do. Well, that's what they think you told them to do, that the harder they scrub, the better, right? No, you need to give them the advice that they just need a couple of times a week if they're in a dry climate, a couple times a week, getting that dead skin off. If they are in a humid, moist climate and they're constantly sweating, same thing, just a couple times a week is plenty. If they're just doing it too much, it's going to cause more irritation and make the skin angry. Just again, like your face, you wouldn't tell them to do a peel every day, right? So ask them how often they are using that exfoliation. And I love a little, like recipe card, a little prescription card, so to speak, that you can send home with them and tell them exactly how many times a week to use that product. Now, hydration, they should be using every day, keeping their skin, their face, their legs, their bikini line hydrated. I love to tell my clients, especially for body, to go ahead and use a light hydrator that's fragrance free, or maybe it has like fragrance from essential oils, to be really mindful of what you have, and just use a light hydration on the skin after the exfoliation. I tell my clients to use it right after they towel dry out of the shower, because what happens is that skin is open and ready to receive any sort of lovely serums or hydration that you might be giving them. And it could be a product from your skincare line. It doesn't necessarily have to be a specific sugaring product, but something that's calming and hydrating and not going to be overstimulating for the skin. So proper exfoliation, proper hydration is a must. Next thing is, if you have been asking them about exfoliation and hydration, working through that with them, and it's still not helping, I suggest you talk to them about their lifestyle. So a few different things that can affect the skin is, especially for the bikini area, t-shirts, kind of bra line on the back. Even if someone's wearing like a turtleneck and they're having irritation up by their chin and on their neck, if you're doing a face sugar for them. Let's talk lifestyle. So exercise, if someone is exercising a lot all of a sudden, They're sweating. It is possible that it's going to cause them some jammed up follicles. Okay. It just will. Again, that sweat accumulates, it leaves out the follicles, and it's going to cause some dirt and debris inside the follicles, but also on the surface of the skin. So it's super important that you tell people after they exercise that they take a shower and, you know, wash with a nice light body wash. Now, the other thing about exercising is friction. So if they are, for example, I had a client that was a dancer and she wore tights for hours and I could not figure out why I couldn't get her leg hair out. I'd exfoliated with the Supercore Mitt. I had used a really great pre-cleanse on the legs and I still couldn't get that hair out. It was mashed down underneath the first layer of the epidermis. Turns out, she's a dancer and she wears tights for hours on end. So not only is she sweating, but it's packing that hair down and those tights are rubbing against the legs. So ask what kind of fitness wear they are wearing. They cannot go to Starbucks and hang out with friends after they work out. They have to shower after they work out and they have to be wearing a little bit looser clothes. Or if they are going to wear tight clothes like tights for dancers, they need to remove them right away and make sure that that skin is nice and healthy. So friction for sure. Now that also goes for lace. So lace is like the number one thing that people don't think about when they think about irritation on the skin. But think about it. If you have lace underwear on, that is causing friction on the skin. They're walking, they've got jeans on, and that's just going to continue to rub on those gentle follicle, the opening of the mouth of the follicle. It's going to keep rubbing on there and it's going to cause them irritation. Okay. Bikini underwear is actually rubbing on the crease inside where the leg meets the pelvis. And that could be causing irritation as well. A lot of times that skin is a lot thinner and we have irritation. If they're wearing lace tights, if they're wearing lace bras or lace tops, really be that detective and find out what they're wearing on a regular basis. I have many clients that as soon as I say, hey, you really only can wear that lace underwear for the fun, sexy nights. Switch to just a light cotton. Some people just go without, but wearing a more breathable fabric is really going to make a difference. And every single time my clients tell me, I ditched the lace and I have no more ingrowns. So last but not least with lifestyle, let's talk about swimming. When clients are in a hot tub or they're swimmers or it's summertime and that chlorine's going to dry them out, they have to be really, really mindful of keeping that skin healthy. I will say that over and over again. We have to keep that skin healthy. And if they have chlorine, salt, sweat on that skin, it is going to dry the skin out. It is going to make it harder for you to sugar them and it is going to make it harder for them to keep their skin nice and smooth. So make sure they're rinsing off, make sure they're using a really nice body hydrator that you will provide them, right? Right. Okay. So a couple other things, medications, hormones. We're going to do a whole podcast just on hormones because they're so key to skin health overall. And then of course, to the results of your sugaring. But hormones, if someone is coming in and maybe they're coming right before their period, it's going to cause their skin to be super, super sensitive. So, and if they're on hormone replacement therapy, that could cause the skin to thin out. It could cause them to have reaction more to the skin. So you really have to do that client consultation. So if they're using any sort of intense serums or lotions that are going to cause kind of that drying out or that thinning of the skin, like a retinol, then you want to make sure that you're asking them those questions. Even if it's a client that you've had for, you know, a couple of years, they're not going to tell you, oh, by the way, Shannon, I changed my skincare regimen. No, they're more interested in talking to you about what they did this weekend or their plans for next weekend or how their kids are doing. You have to stop and say, okay, wait, have you changed anything since I've seen you last? Let's talk about what's going on for your parts. Okay. Ask them about their hormones. Ask them about any medications that they're on. I promise you it makes a big difference. I do also have clients that I have a difficult time getting the hair out of the follicles when I sugar, when they are taking any sort of hormone injection. So if you have someone, for example, that's trying to get pregnant and they're taking hormone injections and you cannot figure out why their bikini hair just won't come out or why the hair on their face just will not come out, it just won't come for you, it is very possible that they are actually taking some injections. So, or taking a very strong medication that is causing that hair to that follicle to hang on tight to those hairs. So ask about medications, ask about hormones, ask about whether it's that time of the month. Cause if they're jumping off the table, it's probably because it's right before their period, because it is amazing the difference when, and again, we'll talk about this in the hormone podcast, but it is amazing when you sugar someone just after they've finished their period, opposed to just before, night and day difference with pain. So if you have someone who's very tender skinned, it's probably because of their hormones. I also have a lot of clients that are tender skinned that have red hair. So our gingers tend to be very sensitive and they pink up very well. And they also tend to just be a little more sensitive than the average bear. So some people, you don't know that they're redheads. I have a client who has as dark a brown hair as mine. And I, for the life of me, I said, honey, I said, I don't know what is up. You are just sensitive like a redhead. She just says, oh, I'm actually a redhead. I just dye my hair and you've been sugaring it for so long that you don't even realize that I'm red down there. And we have a good chuckle. So be mindful of your gingers. They're very sensitive. And you might not know that they're a ginger. But they really are just sensitive clients. So ask your clients. Your clients should be, the products that you give them should last a certain amount of time if they're using them properly. For example, every other month, I ask my client if they're out of their hydration or they're out of their exfoliator, because they should be, if they're using it a couple of times a week, for exfoliation, or they're using it daily for hydration, they should be out about every other month. So if they're not, it means they aren't using it enough, which again is a great detective skill, is to say, hey, are you almost out of your lotion? Oh, you're not. That means you're not using it up. Come on, sister. I need to have healthy skin in order for this to work well. The key is to have your clients help you at home. And they don't know how to help you at home if you don't tell them. And if you are someone who is a veteran who's been sugaring for a really long time, I promise you that those of your clients that have been with you for a really long time, you're probably not talking about the health of their skin. You're talking about those personal fun things, or maybe you're talking about facials or hair color or whatever it is, but you're probably not talking to them about what they're doing at home still. So for those of you that are veterans, I want you to pick every other month and say, okay, every client that I have this month, I'm asking them about their home care. I'm asking them about what they're doing at home. Even if they have super smooth results with sugaring with their bikini, take a look at their face. Are they breaking out? Are they using the wrong kind of makeup? Be that fountain of information for them so that they need you for your expertise. Okay. So being a good detective really means that you're being a solid professional and you are really there to help them understand what's going on with their skin, whether it's their face, their back, their chest, their bikini, legs. A lot of times people don't realize that, you know, the skin is on their whole body and the hair is on their whole body and the way, and we can help them with all of that. So I want to make sure that you see yourself as a professional and they need your questions. They need your attention, to be honest. They need you to focus on them. Even if they've been coming to you for years and years and years, they need you to focus on them. So veterans, if you have had a client for a very long time that you have not asked about her routine at home, I promise you, she is probably not doing what you need her to do. So kick it up a notch, get her the products that she needs or him the products that they need. Really, the key is to ask these questions on a regular basis so that they know that you're there for them. They know that by asking these questions, you are really trying to figure out, you're not asking these questions in such a way that it makes them feel bad or feel like, you know, the bad kid that isn't doing right. You're asking these questions because you want to make sure that they have the most amazing results. And truth be told, you want an easier job of your sugaring every single time. So if by the third or fourth time you're struggling to get that hair out or you just can't clear them up, you really need to start to be a great sugaring detective and find out what the heck they're doing at home or not doing at home. That's going to make a big, big impact on the results of their sugar service. So I adore you. I hope that this has been a little bit of inspiration and a whole lot of info for you that you can use back in the treatment room. Because remember, our goal is to make sure that you are the best sugar pro you possibly can be so that the public wants to switch from the other stuff to sugar. Have a fabulous day. And I look forward to hearing and seeing all of the things that you have got going on Instagram and Facebook. So make sure you tag us so that we can see what you're up to. And we will make sure that we share it with the public on the Sugar Network. And if you are a success story, who knows? We may be contacting you soon to share your success story on the Sugar Show podcast. I adore you all. Have a fabulous day and I'll see you soon. Hello, beauty professionals and sugar professionals. This is Shannon, your sugar mama. I am really, really proud of this community and how hard everyone works all the time. And I want you to all know that there's so much education out there for all of you. And if you're kind of on the fence, you're not sure if you want a sugar, you want to just kind of see what the sugar thing is all about, we have a free Facebook group. We also, if you're ready to start sugaring, we have our basic certification course. And if you're an advanced sugar pro and you really got it all down, just need help with your business, maybe your technique, maybe some ideas, maybe some encouragement, we have the Sugar Tribe for you as well. So check any of the links in our show notes. They're pretty specific on all of the things that we have to offer as well. You can always go to our website, love2andsugar.com. Everything you need to know is there, from podcast episodes to a directory of sugaring professionals to information, advanced knowledge library. There's so much on there. So I look forward to meeting you at some point in the future. But until then, here are all the things that you can do to get yourself involved with sugar.